The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailom Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah and Afchav Zayin Amad Beis bring the halacha, which although it's brought in over here, application to the mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar, is something which really applies to all mitzvahs. And that is the halacha of mitzvahs tzriches kavana. The mitzvahs need kavana. The Mishnah says, Mishaya oiver achayei beis ha-knesses. One who was going behind the shul, oishaya beis ha-samach le-beis ha-knesses, saw his house was close to his shul, v'shama koil shofar. And he heard on Rosh Hashanah the sound of Tekiyas Shofar. Someone was blowing a shofar. So the halacha is, im kiven liba yatsa. If he was mechaven, if he had kavana, then he's yotze the mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar. V'im lav la yatsa. If he didn't have kavana, then he's not yotze the mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar. So therefore the Mishnah finishes off, it can come out that there could be two people hearing the exact same Tekiyas Shofar. And afal pisha zeh shama vezeh shama, although two people heard the same exact Tekiyas Shofar, both of them passed by the shul at the same time, heard the same Baal Tekiyah blowing the same Shofar, but one is Yaitzeh, and one is not Yaitzeh. Because zeh kiven libay, the first person had kavana, and therefore he is Yaitzeh the mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar, vezeh loy kiven libay. And the second person did not have kavana, therefore he's not yotze the mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar. This Mishnah is the source of the halacha that mitzvah is tzriches kavana. In order for one to fulfill his obligation of doing any mitzvah, he needs to have kavana. It actually is a machlokes. The Gemara brings a little bit later on the Chav Ches that there is a machlokes whether mitzvah is tzriches kavana or mitzvah is ain tzriches kavana. And the Gemara asks that this Mishnah seems to be clearly saying mitzvah tzriches kavana. The Gemara brings that there's a different way that the man da'am and mitzvah saying tzriches kavana learns our Mishnah. But the halacha is that mitzvah tzriches kavana. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach Siv Dalet Yeshayim she'ei mitzvah tzriches kavana. There are those that say mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. Yeshayim she'tzriches kavana. There are those that say that mitzvahs need kavana. Lotzeis basiyas oisa mitzvah. The kavana has to be that a person should be yotze with the action that he's doing. The chain halacha, the Shulchan Aruch clearly finishes off that the halacha is mitzvahs tzriches kavana. Which means that in order for one to fulfill his obligation of performing a mitzvah, besides for doing all the actions that are required and doing everything right, he also needs to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Now, this halacha of mitzvah tzriches kavanah is not coming to say that a person needs to have kavanah. The fact that a person needs to have kavanah is something that applies according to all shitas, whether one holds mitzvah tzriches kavanah or one holds mitzvah ain tzriches kavanah. The halacha is that a person needs to have kavanah. In fact, in the Kitzur Sefer Charedim written by the Chayei Adam, Perek Aleph Sif Yud, he brings that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to all shitas, for someone to have kavana while he's doing a mitzvah, which is learned from the pasuk of La'avdei b'chol levavchem. He learns that from that pasuk that a person needs to have kavana to be yotze a mitzvah, and that's something which applies both according to the man d'amah mitzvah tzriches kavana as well as the man d'amah mitzvah ein tzriches kavana. The machlokes between the two man d'amim is only a machlokes whether that kavana is such an integral component of performing a mitzvah that without it one will not be yotzeh chiyuv. He will not have fulfilled his obligation at all. The man da'amah mitzvah ein tzriches kavana holds that although one is required to have kavana in doing a mitzvah, but it's not such an integral component that a person will not have fulfilled his obligation. If he did everything right, he did what he was supposed to, then he's yotzeh the mitzvah. He's missing that added element of kavana which he's required to do, but fulfilling his obligation, he did. He did what he had to do. The man da'amer, who holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana, holds that mitzvahs need kavana to the extent that a person will not have fulfilled his obligation of doing the mitzvah if he didn't have kavana. And our Mishnah is saying that in kiven liba yatsa and lav lo yatsa, that obligation reaches the extent that if he didn't have kavana, he will not have been yotze the mitzvah, according to the Manda Omer Tzvi Tzvichas Kavana. And it's like this Manda Omer that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening over here in Siman Samach Siv Dalet. The Mishnah Brura and many other poskim hold that this obligation is something which is deraisa. Midoraisa, a person needs to have kavana when he does the mitzvah. And if he didn't have kavana, then midoraisa, he has not fulfilled his obligation and he's not yoy to the mitzvah midoraisa. Therefore, it's a very good thing to try to familiarize ourselves with the different aspects of this halacha of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah. What it means? What does it mean that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah need kavana, in order that we should be able to be yotze all of the mitzvahs that we do on a constant basis. So the next three shiurim will be dedicated to discussing different aspects of the halacha of mitzvah tzrichas kavana as they come up throughout the dafim that are coming. Much of what I learned about the halacha of mitzvah tzrichas kavana is based on Shurim, which I heard from Rabbi Avraham Asher Makovsky, so I'd like to start off with being Oimer Dover B'Shem Oimrei, that much of what I'm going to be saying is based on the Shurim of Rabbi Avraham Asher Makovsky, both in the back of his Sefer Birchas Reuven. He has a comprehensive piece on Mitzvah Gemilas Chasadim, which includes Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, as well as his Shurim, a series of Shurim entitled Living Chesed, which in those shiurim, very informative and enlightening shiurim, he discusses mitzvah tzrichas kavana as well. One point which is necessary to clarify is that when we discuss having kavana, many times we discuss having kavana as it refers to mitzvahs in which we say words, and we talk about having kavana of pirush hamilos, understanding what's being said, such as when during davening. We talk about having kavana by davening, of kavana of understanding what we're saying in the davening. Or birchas hamazon, when we bench birchas hamazon, we talk about having kavana to understand what we're saying in the benching. Or kriyas shema, we talk about understanding, the having kavana of understanding what the words of the kriyas shema mean. When it comes to that, that's a halacha psuka that when a person says something, he should have in mind, he should understand what he's saying, and he should have in mind the pirish of the words that he's saying. But if a person did not have in mind the pirish of the words of what he's saying, he is yaitze the mitzvah. He's yaitze, kriyas shema, tefillah, birchas hamazon, except for the first pasuk of kriyas shema and the first bracha of shemayna esrei, where understanding and having in mind the pirush hamilos is something which is a requirement, and without that, a person will not have been yotze to the mitzvah of kriyas shema and will not have been yotze to the mitzvah of tefillah. But in all other cases, when a person says something, although he is supposed to think about what he's saying, but he has fulfilled his obligation, even if he didn't think about the pirush hamilos, the translation and the understanding of the words that he's saying. What we're referring to in our Mishnah, when we say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, is a kavana like the Shulchan Aruch says, kavana lotzeis ba'asiyas oisa mitzvah, to be yotze with doing that mitzvah. And that's the kavana which is required for mitzvah tzrichas kavana in order for a person to fulfill his obligation of doing the mitzvah. Now what is this kavana? The Mishnah Brura in Siman Samech Siv Katan Zayin says, Yechavin l'kayim bozeh kasher tziva Hashem. A person should have kavana to do kasher tziva Hashem, which it sounds from the Mishnah Brura that means that a person should think those words in his mind. He should think in his mind before the beginning of the performance of a mitzvah, I am about to do a mitzvah as Hashem commanded. And the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Kiyas Shofar, actually, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Ches, brings that there are those that say a person should not perform the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar or any other mitzvah when he does not have a guf naki, when he doesn't have a clean body and he needs to relieve himself, he should not perform a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah over there in the Bir Halacha goes into why that would be. We don't find such a requirement that a person should have to keep have a guf naki during the performance of a mitzvah. And he explains in the Bir Halacha that the reason is because we hold mitzvahs tzriches kavana. And since we hold that a person needs to have kavana, lotzeis yidei ha-mitzvah shetzivanu Hashem Yisbarach, that is, he says, ze gufo gam ken chashiv kedivrei Torah. That thought, that kavana, having in mind that a person is going to be yoytza Hashem's mitzvah with what he's doing, is divrei Torah. So a person needs to think divrei Torah while he does each and every mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the same way a person must refrain from saying divrei Torah while he does not have a guf naki, so too a person must refrain from, according to these shitas, a person must refrain from doing a mitzvah because the thinking of the kavana of mitzvah tzrichas kavana is divrei Torah. That is divrei Torah. So we see from the Mishnah Berurah that he understands that the way to have kavana, the mitzvah, in order to fulfill the obligation of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, is to think those words in a person's mind. A person should think in his mind, I am doing this mitzvah as Hashem commanded. The Chazon Ish in Eben HaEzesim and Kof Chaf Tes of Katin Yagimel sounds like the kavana is a little bit different. He says mitzvah tzrichas kavana means Einoi Ela Yediya SheYetzei Bazeh Chayves HaMitzvah. All it means is a knowledge that a person is being yoytze the mitzvah with this action. It sounds from the way the Chazon Ish says it that it's not thinking the words in his mind. He doesn't have to think in his mind, I am being mekayim Hashem's mitzvah. All it has to be is that he has a knowledge, an awareness, and a realization that the action that he's doing now is the mitzvah. So, according to the Chazon Ish, I don't think there would be any makom to say that a person should refrain from doing a mitzvah when he doesn't have a guf naki, because he has to think those words in his mind which are comparable to saying divrei Torah. According to the Chazon Ish, nothing is necessary. It's not necessary to think any words in his mind. All that's necessary is that a person should realize and be aware that what he's doing is the mitzvah. What he's doing is being mekayim a mitzvah. This action that he's performing is a mitzvah. Either way, both according to the Mishnah Berurah and according to the Chazon Ish, what comes out is that the kavana of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, when we say over here in our Mishnah, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, in order to be yotze mitzvah, a person needs to have kavana. Without that, a person will not be yotze the mitzvah. We're not talking about any complicated kavana. It's a very simple kavana. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the kavana is to think, I am about to be mekayim Hashem's mitzvah with what I'm doing. According to the Chazon Ish, it's not necessary to even think any specific words in a person's mind. It's just necessary to have an awareness and a realization, a yediyah, a knowledge that what's being done is the mitzvah. When does a person need to have this kavana? The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Megillah, in the Sha'ar Tzion, Siman Tafresh Tzadik, Sivkatan Lamed Tes, says that the time to have this kavana is in the beginning of the mitzvah. The beginning of the mitzvah, and perhaps it could be that any time throughout doing the mitzvah, a person could have this kavana to think that what I'm doing is being mekayim. What I'm doing now is being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. In the Kuntres Kivin Liboy, by Rav Avram Don Soroka, he learns in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Tefillah that the Chaim Soloveitchik learned that the kavana needed in order to fulfill the requirement of mitzvah tzrichas kavana is throughout the entire duration of the mitzvah. Throughout the entire duration of the mitzvah, a person needs to have the kavana of doing the mitzvah. Now, it's mistaber that if we would learn like the Mishnah Berurah in what the kavana that's necessary is, meaning that the kavana is to think in a person's mind, to think those words, I'm about to be mekayim Hashem's mitzvah, that's something which is impossible to say that a person should need to be thinking that throughout the Kiyum HaMitzvah, to think and to rethink and to rethink and to rethink that I am doing Hashem's mitzvah. That's something which, it's not mistaber that a person would have to rethink those words, go over those words in his mind throughout the duration of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And that would fit in with the Mishnah Berurah L'shitasai, what he writes in Hilchos Megillah in the Sha'ar Tzion, that the time to have this kavana is not throughout the entire duration of the mitzvah. It's in the beginning of the mitzvah. When a person starts the mitzvah, he should think it. He should think that what I'm doing now is being mekayim Hashem's mitzvah. The way Reb Chaim learns will fit in according to the Chazon Ish. According to the way the Chazon Ish understands mitzvah tzriches kavana, it would be mistaber, it could be mistaber, it's possible to say that it's necessary throughout the duration of the mitzvah. Since mitzvah tzriches kavana, according to the Chazon Ish, means that a person merely needs to have an awareness that what he's doing is a mitzvah, he needs to realize and have the knowledge that what he's doing is a mitzvah, that's something which it would be possible to say a person needs to be aware of throughout the entire duration of the mitzvah. It doesn't have to be, meaning that it's possible for the Chazon Ish to hold like the Mishnah Berurah also in this detail, that it's possible that the Chazon Ish could hold that awareness is not something which is necessarily needed throughout the entire duration of the mitzvah in order to fulfill his obligation. But it's also possible, like the way the Kuntres Kivan Liber learns from Reb Chaim, that's something which would be necessary throughout the entire duration of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. He needs to be aware that he's doing the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah would fit in L'shitasa with what he says in Hilchos Kriyas Shofar and in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and the way Reb Chaim is learning would fit in along the lines of the Chazon Ish, that the Kavanah is only an awareness of the fact that what he's doing is a Kiyum of the mitzvah. Now, according to the halacha that we pass in the mitzvah Tzriches Kavanah, if one did the mitzvah and he did not have in mind this Kavanah, so then he needs to do the mitzvah over again. For instance, if somebody blew shofar and he didn't have in mind, he didn't have the Kavanah of being geit to the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, he needs to blow shofar again. And if somebody read Kriyas Shema and did not have in mind to be Mekayim Mitzvah's Kriyas Shema, he needs to say Kriyas Shema again. If somebody took Arba Minim and he didn't have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arba Minim, so he needs to take the Arba Minim again. However, when a person does the Mitzvah the second time, so then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot and Ches, in Siman Samach Sifkot and Ches, that he should not make a bracha the second time he does it. Because since there are shittas that hold Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavanah, so therefore, although we hold the halacha mitzvah tzriches kavana, which does require a person to do over the mitzvah if he didn't have kavana, but as far as making a bracha goes, since that's a davar chomer, since there's a special chomer in making a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that a person should not repeat the bracha the second time that he does the mitzvah. The Chayyadim in Klal Samaches brings a kula in the mitzvah, in the halacha mitzvah tzriches kavana, which applies to quite a significant amount of mitzvahs. The Chayyadim brings that we say mitzvah tzriches kavana, and if a person did a mitzvah without kavana, he needs to repeat the mitzvah. He has not fulfilled his obligation of doing the mitzvah. That's only in a circumstance where it's not clear from the circumstance that his intent was to perform the mitzvah. Such as, if a person is reading the Torah, and he happens to get up to the Parshiyos of Kriyas Shema, it happens to be the Zman of Kriyas Shema, and he has no intention of fulfilling his mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, that's when we'll say, mitzvah is tzriches kavana, and the person needs to repeat the Parshiyos of Kriyas Shema, because he did not intend to be yet to the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema with reading the Parshiyos of Kriyas Shema when he read them. However, if the circumstances show us that a person's intent was to be mekayim the mitzvah, such as if a person reads Kriyas Shema during davening, he starts davening, he says all the different, the beginning of davening, he says Tzukei Dezimra, he says Birchas Kriyas Shema, and he says Kriyas Shema. So in that type of a circumstance, it's clear from the circumstance that what he's doing is being mekayim mitzvah Kriyas Shema, because that's the way that a person is mekayim mitzvah Kriyas Shema. A person is generally mekayim mitzvah Kriyas Shema by saying Kriyas Shema during davening. And if a person went ahead and did that, so the impetus which caused him to say Kriyas Shema was the mitzvah. What caused him to do the action of saying Kriyas Shema was the mitzvah. So even if he didn't think about it during the saying of Kriyas Shema, he didn't think about it in the beginning of Kriyas Shema, he didn't think about it throughout the duration of Kriyas Shema, but since what caused him to say Kriyas Shema was the mitzvah, that's enough to fulfill the obligation of mitzvah tzriches kavanah. Therefore, the Chayyadim says, although a person should have kavana, have specific kavana and specific intent to be yoytzeh to the mitzvah, But if he did not have kavana, and the circumstances show us that his intention really was to be mekayim the mitzvah, that's enough for him to have fulfilled his obligation of mitzvah kriyas shema. Or another example, the Chai Yadim says, is if a person eats matzah on the first night of Pesach. So over there, what caused him to eat the matzah, when a person eats matzah during the Seder, on the first night of Pesach, so what causes him to eat the matzah is the mitzvah. That's what's the cause of him eating the matzah. Even if he didn't have in mind specifically, he didn't think about it, and he didn't have a specific intention of being mekayim the mitzvah during the time that he happened to eat the matzah, but since what caused him to do it, what brought him to eat the matzah, is the mitzvah, that's enough to fulfill the obligation of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The Chayyadim does not bring a makar for this chiddush. However, from the Yerushalmi and our Mishnah, it's possible to bring a makar for the chiddush of the Chayyadim. The Yerushalmi says in our Mishnah says, Misha ya'ayver achayyay beis haknesis, one who was passing by a beis haknesis and he heard the shofar. Yerushalmi says that the case of the Mishnah is very specific. The case of the Mishnah is limited to someone who's passing by the Beis HaKnesses. But if somebody was oimid, somebody stood outside the Beis HaKnesses, or if he was standing inside the Beis HaKnesses listening to Tkiyas Shofar, so then the circumstances show us that his intention was to be mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore we say Chazaka Kivin. Is a chazaka that he was mechavin. That's something which we can see from what he did, that he did have kavana to be yotze to the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. And therefore, even if later on he's not sure whether he had specific intent, he had kavana, he didn't have kavana, but if he wasn't just passing by, he was in shul listening to Tkiyas Shofar, or even if he was outside shul, but when the person started blowing the shofar, he stopped to listen and he intentionally listened to what was being done, then we can say that the circumstances show us that his intent was to be mekayim the mitzvah. And indeed, the Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Samach brings a makar from the Yerushalmi and our Mishnah to the Chiddush of the Chayei Adam, that if one did a mitzvah b'di'eved and he did not have intention, he did not have kavana, which is normally required for mitzvah tzrichas kavana in order for a person to fulfill his obligation of being mekayim the mitzvah, but if the circumstances do show us that his intent was to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then he does not have to repeat doing the mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.